You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
And welcome once again, everybody. Hello, 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 and hello to you too. How you doing? To all of you, I pray you're doing really good. Welcome to another edition of your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. Yeah, bring it on up. Yeah, there you go. Oh, they whistling from me, y'all. Listen, can't you hear them? Listen, I'm so glad to be with you on today. Thank you very much for tuning in weekly. I appreciate you, my dear friends at the Law of Attraction Radio Network, the iHeartRadio, to so many others of you that are connected with Dr. Mosley. Please know that I sincerely appreciate you on today. And thank you for your emails, for those of you that send me messages on Facebook, and some of you that even called me. I do appreciate you. Thank you. I received a lovely letter the other day, and I thank you very much. Michelle, thank you very much. It really touched my heart. I really do appreciate the letter that you sent to me. And to all of you, I pray everybody doing well at the time of this recording. We're still under stay-at-home orders and quarantine and coronavirus and all that other good stuff. But hey, the good thing is we're still here. We're still here and we're still moving forward. We're still moving further, as I like to say, moving further along, achieving the greatest success that we are yet meant to achieve. Yeah, because you know what? I still believe the universe is still blessing. God is still blessing. And you are still a blessing. So therefore, no matter what is going on, we've been challenged this year, but we're going to prove how strong we really are. And you know, one way to deal with the challenge that I want to deal with today is what Spirit told me. One day I was getting ready to do a session, and it just came upon me, remember. And I said to Spirit, I said, remember what? And honestly, this is what I heard. Remember the good old days. Remember the good old days. It's something about them good old days that will bring forth a smile. Something about those good old days that will bring forth maybe a joy, a laughter, a giggle. It'll bring forth inspiration. So what I want to encourage you to do right now is to remember the good old days. Remember maybe having that backyard barbecue with Cousin Al and then your Junebug and Peanut and them down the corner street. You know, when they would all come to the backyard and really some of them would have their beer cans and they put it in the little, what they call them little paper bags, but them little bitty paper bags. And you only a beer could fit in that paper bag. I don't know why they had to hide it. Because you know what it was. As soon as you saw that little old paper bag, they put their beer in there, right? But remember the good old days. Remember your favorite cartoon. Remember maybe what your favorite television show was, the Brady Bunch, or Wonder Woman. I used to like to watch Wonder Woman, right? Remember the Bionic, what is it, the Bionic Man, the $6 Million Man, that's what it was. And oh God, I used to love Batman as a child. And I don't know why I would get up so early in the morning, but I remember getting up early in the morning for school, and I would sit down and watch the Three Stooges. You know, we had a black and white TV. Something about those good old days will bring forth inspiration, and it will remind you that the God that brought you through those days is still alive and well, and you can achieve that same energy today to go forth even into your future. I want you to work on remembering those good old days. Remember something that'll make you smile. And I promise you this, that if you can smile remembering that those good old days, it'll give you that motivation to continue for this day and even anticipation for your tomorrow. But it starts with just a memory. Listen, I got to go to some callers. I'll be right back. And you too can be a part of our radio audience. All you got to do is text LOA to 40691. Listen, I'll be right back. you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley out of Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm just having a great day. You know what? I am remembering the good old days. You know, now everybody have what they may deem as good old days. What is good old days for you may not be for me, but you know, there should be something in our past, and some people have had a really difficult and challenging past, but I want to encourage you. There has to be something that happened to put a smile on your face, something that happened to kind of make you chuckle a little bit. But if you would focus on something good, a lot of times it'll get you through those bad days. Remembering, you know, remember. Now, you know, have you ever heard people say, you know what, one day we go look back on this and laugh? Now, right now, that thing may not be funny, but some of us have had some issues, some situations that has happened in our past. And believe it or not, we could look back and we could laugh about it now. We could laugh about the divorce. We could laugh about the repossession. We can even laugh about the fire that took place in the front room and Aunt Ethel was running around in underwear. You know, we could laugh about it now, right? We could laugh. But I want to encourage you, if you can laugh, that is the energy that you need that will bring forth a manifestation. You want to get into that feeling, that good feeling. That's why you want to remember the good old days, because those good old days will give you the energy to manifest something in this day. So listen, I'm getting ready to go to the line, and I want to ask some of the callers that's calling in today, what is something that you can remember that made you smile? I believe I'm going to Seattle, Washington with Keisha. Keisha, how you doing on today?
I am doing very well, Dr. Mosley.
Good. Now, Keisha, what is something that you can remember that made you smile? What is something from the good old days that made you smile?
Well, a few years ago, when I first moved up here to Washington, I floated on the river, like with the inner tubes, for the first time. And I think that that was probably one of the most exciting memories that I have since I've been here. And while I know I can't do it now, I know eventually I will be able to, but I always revert back to that memory because it was an amazing day.
Oh, wow. So now when you remember that, now let's just go into the mind a little bit. Now, if you can put your mind there, tell me, what is the sensations that you are feeling as you remember that?
At that time, it was a lot of excitement, a lot of adrenaline, you know, a little bit of fear because not knowing what to expect. But as a total for the experience, it was just blissful.
I like that you said it was blissful. I like that. And you're looking forward to doing that again, hopefully, you know, when we can get through all this pandemic and everything. It's something that you would really like to do again. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes.
I believe it'll be wonderful. So now, Keisha, tell me, what is something I can look into for you on today?
So while we're talking about memories, since I've been quarantined like most everybody else, I've had a lot of alone time with myself, and it seems recently that a lot of old emotions and feelings and memories have been, you know, coming up quite frequently surrounding a particular relationship. And my question for you is, what do you see for me that has to do with romantic connections?
Ooh, okay, Ruth. Oh, want to go to the
room. I never asked this.
Okay. You want to go to the romance. Okay, let's check out the romance and let's see. Now, you know what? Honestly, what I hear and what is coming before me is, you don't take down on what your list or your criteria or your requirements. Don't take down on that, because this has been a while in the making. In other words, what you have been looking for really is in more present now than it has been before. But you have a lot on your list. There's some things that you want, and you could be very detailed. Does that make sense? First of all, do you understand that when I say you're very detailed?
Yes.
Okay, so therefore, this is what I'm picking up, that you're very detailed. You put out a big order, which is not we shouldn't say that, but for you to understand, it's a big order. And that order has been working on since you made it. So therefore, it is coming, and you're going to have three choices. I do see three people that are coming that you can choose from, and that will fit, I guess, the bill of what you're looking for. So romance is coming, but okay. I do see you having three choices, okay? Now, you may, you want to be wild and date all three of them with your fast. I don't know, but I'm just teasing, honey. But really, enjoy yourself. And I'm very serious on that note when I say enjoy yourself, because you really did put out a very detailed list of what you wanted. Now, remember, I made a statement about the $6 million man, and I really did like, maybe because she was a woman, I liked the bionic woman more than the $6 million man. But remember, if you remember that show, they kind of built those people. I know it's fictitious, but they kind of built those people. They put in them the ability to run and bionic powers. Do you remember that?
I do.
That's what I'm getting as a reference to say you put in an order for what you really want. And so therefore, God has been working on that order for you. So don't take down what you have ordered is really en route to you now. The waiter or the waitress is coming with your entree of this delicious relationship.
Ooh.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Mosley.
Well, listen, you hang in there. Stay sanitary now. Keep washing your hands so you, when you hug him, you won't be spreading nothing, okay?
Yes, Dr. Mosley. Thank
Blessings
you.
Blessings to you, Keisha. Take care. Listen, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your intuitive life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. And listen, let me see if I can go here to, I believe I'm going to Florida. Shonda, are you there?
I'm here. How are you, Dr. Mosley?
I'm fine, Shonda. How are you?
I'm great. I'm excited to be speaking with you today.
Thank you so very much. It's a joy for me to speak to you, Shonda. Now, tell me, Shonda, do you remember the good old days, or what you may deem as the good old days?
Well, when you said that, I remembered quickly two things that are related. One was taking my older daughter to Disney for the first time. And it just felt magical and new and exciting. And it was just so fun to be around so many people and all of us just there to just have fun and enjoy. You talked about enjoying and laughing and that memory of Disney and kind of missing the ability to go to places like that right now also made it really particularly sweet. And it was when my daughter was younger that we had just moved to a new city. My husband had tremendous work. My daughter was just starting pre-K. I had all this free time and I just remember the possibility in the air. Like I had time to pursue my passions and it was like a new place and the excitement of what I was going to create with my life. And to think back on those times, it just brings such a feeling of hope and opportunity and positivity that I really need to think about right now. So thank you for that challenge.
Wow. You know what? I couldn't have said it any better myself. I really couldn't, because that's exactly what Spirit is asking, to remember that hope, get back into that feeling, pick up that adrenaline again, because I do teach that prayer is more of what you feel than what you say. And I adopted that from Neville Goddard. Prayer is more of what you feel. So when you feel good, a lot of times we don't really quite know the right words to say. You know, we try to find words to express our feelings. When I ask you, what is love? If I ask you that question, all you're going to try to do is find the words to match the feeling.
Yeah.
And so prayer is more so getting into the feeling, the words, that's for us to understand, but Spirit reads more of your feeling. So when you get into the feeling of excitement, motivation, anticipation, what will happen is prayer takes that on to say, oh, you want more of that excitement. Yes. You want more of that adrenaline. Yes. You want more of that satisfaction. Yes. So, Shonda, what is something I can look into for you on today?
Well, with many things have happened because of this quarantine, and one of them was I was up for kind of an interesting possibility in work, And, you know, with some hiring freezes, although I have worked, and for that I'm eternally grateful. But it puts my family and me at a place where we have to make certain decisions about moving forward. And I know I want to make the best choice about living and job and balancing that with, you know, with my family and what's best for my kids and what's best for my husband and what's best for us to all be able to feel settled and not just me, if that makes sense. And I was just wondering if there was anything that you could tell me regarding our home situation and how that would all settle, or what I should focus on, I guess I should say, as I move forward. Like I said, I have a job. I was hoping to get another one, but I'm grateful for the one that I have, and helping me to see what the right choices are to make the best situation for my family moving forward from here.
Did you all want to move?
We did.
Okay.
And but we're going to have to make a different housing choice, if that makes sense.
I understand, but
we're just trying to figure that out.
The first thing I got.
We did want to move.
Yeah, that's the first thing I got, that you all wanted to move, and I believe you're in a nice place. But the way you are, I'm getting the impression that it's kind of boring.
Not where we want to be. That's amazing. Wow. Yeah.
Okay. So therefore, it's time for you to move. Let it go. Let's move forward. Let's go with the move. Now, I understand you're saying we may have changed some things. Well, I was giving a reading to someone today, and I'm going to share with you what I told her, what I heard Spirit say to her. Choose what makes you feel happy. Choose what makes you feel happy. And really what I told her was choose the happiness. Whatever house or a type of residence it is, as long as you can feel the happiness, it doesn't matter how expensive or how least expensive or whatever. It doesn't matter about the rooms. Choose the happiness. Find what makes you feel happy. That will be your indicator to where Spirit wants you to be. But first and foremost, God has not changed his idea or plans for you all to move. It is still in your files for you all to move. And now the challenge, since you used that word, the challenge is, can you bypass the pandemic and choose the happiness that will make your heart smile? Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. That's really fantastic advice.
Well, hang in there. Keep me posted as to where you're going to move to, because I believe it's going to be phenomenal. Okay.
Thank you so much, Dr. Murphy.
You're more than welcome, Shonda. Take care. And listen, everybody, you are in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. I'm going to California in just a few minutes. Let me take a quick break, and I believe I'm going to Angelica from California. Listen, think about this for just a second. Think about it. What makes you smile? Well, I want you to think about an old school memory, just the good old days memory, and something that will bring that excitement, reignite that passion, reignite that sense of thrill, victory, right? Reignite that. And I promise you, you can manifest greater joys if you do. I'll be right back, everybody. Tune in your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley out of Atlanta, Georgia. Do you remember those good old days? Anybody remember just something that will bring forth a smile on your face? And you know what I found out? I had to write this down when Spirit told me this. Smiling is an indicator of your positive vibration. I had to write that down. Smiling is an indicator of your positive vibration. When you really smile, you automatically are lifted higher. You just lifted higher. So if you smile, even if you see somebody and you just want to smile at them, how you doing? You know what? You quickly change your vibration right then. Now, you can go back to frowning a second later, but you smiling at that moment lifts your vibration. It tells you where you are. And when you have a higher vibration, that's when you can manifest more attraction in your life. Listen, I'm going to California. I'm going to talk to Angelica. Angelica, how are you?
Hey, Dr. Mosley, I'm so happy to tune in and hear your voice today.
Oh, thank you so much. And I'm happy to hear your voice. I really, I just know that had to be you. That has to be you. You've been doing okay?
Yeah, I've been doing okay. A little bit of a stress here with the coronavirus and being locked down. We had just started our new business and now everything had stopped. So a little bit of anxiety there, but I don't know. I just have this positive feeling that everything's going to work out and I can't explain to anybody. But yeah, just a little bit of anxiety waiting, but somehow, somewhere, I have a feeling that everything is going to be good. So
I'm very confident that it will be. But so, Angelica, tell me something that makes you smile. Do you have what I call a good old day memory that makes you smile?
You know, it's funny that you said that, but I was thinking about back in 2008 when I met my husband. I was recently separated and divorced with two young children, and things were really bad at that time. But I have heard and read this book called The Secret, and I wrote down my list of everything that I dream about having in a relationship, and I wrote that list back in February 11, and was February 22nd I met my husband in a very unusual situation, and we start talking, and I met him with my children, and when he was speaking and the things that he was saying, I was shaking in my body because it was everything that I had in my list. So when I think about that memory, about that time and the feeling of, wow, this is really happening, I had to almost pinch myself to really believe that that was happening, but it was happening to me. So that is one of the memories that, besides the birth of my children and, you know, coming to United States and a lot of things that had happened in my life, but that specific time and memory really puts a smile on my face to this day.
That, and I can hear it. You sure love your husband. Ain't that nice, y'all? That is so wonderful. And you know what? Listening to you, honestly, listening to you right now, it gives me the reminder that miracles do happen. Love happens. The secret, it really is real. And all we had to do was tap into that feeling. And so that's why I can reassure you that everything is going to be okay. As long as you continue to tap into that beautiful feeling that you have just described of when you first met your husband. And you know what? Let me put a stick pin there. You know, most couples are going to have a little disagreement every now and then. And what I share this with couples. Go back and remember, maybe when you first met. Go back and think about, look at the wedding pictures, or go back and, you know, when you wasn't fighting, go back and look at that. And if you could still feel that joy, if you could still feel that love, then that's an indicator that your marriage is not over. So think about that. But what is something I can look into for you on today, Angelica?
Okay, so just speaking of moving, you other caller was talking about moving. So something happened, and we've been living in this house for 2 years, and we're supposed to have another year in this lease contract in the house, and all of a sudden, it's not going to happen. We are going to have to move from this house in July, and I was a shock. It was one of those things. I'm not ready to move from homes, and was very sad at first. And but within 24 hours, I had this acceptance that moving was going to be okay, and we're going to find another place that we're going to be happy. And I just want a message from Spirit. Where should I, what signs should I look for my new home?
Okay. First and foremost, as soon as you asked me the question, what I heard was the word mountain. Now, I know you live in California, so and I used to live in California, so I know there are mountains everywhere, and it's absolutely beautiful. But I do feel, I feel mountain very strong. And so it's like you're going higher. Now, when I think of a mountain, I think of something that is high. And mm-hmm. so therefore, wherever you're going to move to, it is going to be an increase from where you are. Now, the land is going to be a little bit more. I don't know how to say this, like you're going to have more land or a bigger house. So you, but you're moving up the mountain. You're not going down. You're moving up the mountain. So things are going to be very beautiful for you. Now, something, let me also throw this in. Something is, when you start talking about moving, and I could be wrong, but I felt like this is not supposed to happen like this. You are to move, but something is, if something is wrong there, and there's you may not, I don't know how to say it, but you, I don't know if you either may not be able, may not be asked to move. Maybe something may go wrong where they can't do this, because this is like an injustice. I'm getting that you're not supposed to be forced to move like this. This is not the way this is supposed to happen.
So, exactly.
So either there's a legal action on this, which may mean you all can get money at the end of this if you want to take it to court, or the person may decide that this is, we didn't do this right. But I do feel that you're going to move, if, and you can move right now, because you, believe it or not, this is what Spirit is telling me, you are in position to. And mm-hmm. so this is going to afford you to get a bigger, let's say a better property. Find the mm-hmm. happiness. Find the happiness, because you all deserve it. I feel a lot of air, a lot of space. So that means I feel like I'm yet up in the mountain, because I feel a very strong wind blowing. And I want to say the word mountain is going to be in the name, either the name of the subdivision or the name of the area. But mountain is going to be a part of that. So please, by all means, move forward in this endeavor. You must know how to swim. Right?
Yes.
Okay. Because I'm getting, you know, it's got to have a very nice backyard with a pool. It just has to. There's no question about it. So this is going to be a very nice area.
Well, I like that. I'm happy already.
I do. I must. And that's a staple. I really feel like it's not a luxury. This is a necessity. This is a mm-hmm. necessity. Something about the water is a necessity. I don't know if it calms, if it does that for me, but this is a necessity, and it's definitely so for your children. So, things are going to improve for you greatly. So there's a house, is a word mountain that's going to be involved in this. I feel a lot of air, but also I feel like you're going to be helped or financially compensated for an injustice, okay?
Okay.
So hang in there. And when you get to all the hobnobbing with the rich and famous, send me a postcard every now and then, okay?
Well, Dr. Mosley, you're the best. I love you.
Blessings to you, my dear Angelica. And give your husband my love. And I pray great success for you, okay?
Thank you so much.
Same. You're more than welcome. Listen, everybody, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. Don't go anywhere. Ooh, I got several callers. They in queue. I'm on my way, guys. Hold on, everybody. I'll be right back. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. And listen, don't forget now, you can schedule your reading with me. Yeah, get your full reading with me. And all you got to do is text the word reading to 40691. That word is reading, and text it to 40691. I want to encourage you to think about the good old days. Think about the day of, you know, I remember before the microwave came out, you know, I remember we had to reheat your food on the stove. I remember those days. Our kids don't know nothing about that. And do y'all remember what they called a record player? I have so many records in my basement, and sometimes some young people come over and say, "What is that, Mr. Mosley?" They don't know what that is. And I play the music, and then I have to walk over and put the needle on the, like, you got to do all of that? And then when you finish side one, you got to take it off the record player, flip it over. Oh, these children don't know how blessed they are. But remember those good old days. Remember whatever can make you smile. Because when you can smile, that is the perfect opportunity to attract greater manifestation. Listen, I believe I'm going to a dear friend, I think out of Maryland again, Chunky Mocha. How are you doing, Chunky?
Hey, Mosley, how are you?
I'm wonderful, my dear. And you know what? I've been seeing some of your Facebook posts with your cute little boy. Bless his heart. Was that you that had the Batman shower?
Oh, shower curtain. Yep, that was me.
Oh, he is so, and he was peeking around the curtain. I thought that was so adorable.
Yes, with his grown self.
So adorable. So now listen, Chunky Mocha, what is something that is an old school memory or good old day memory that makes you smile?
Oh my gosh, R&B, 90s R&B music. I love 90s R&B music. It relaxes my mind. It just takes me back to the 90s and how things were. I love listening to, I do, like that. That is just my remedy for everything, because I love 90s music. I do. Like, I can just sit at home, sit at the dinner table, drink wine, and listen to 90s music, and I will be content.
What, now, you know, that is something. Because I tell me a 90s artist or a 90s song that you may remember.
Oh, Monica, Brandy, Mary J. Blige. You know, I was just listening to this song. It's by Shantae Moore. What was the song called? It's Gonna Be All Right or something like that. I can't remember.
Yeah. Now, you know what? I laugh because I told somebody that today, that these days are going to be the good old days for our children. But now, for me, it's the 70s music.
Oh, wow.
Because that was my era was the 80s. So I remember as a child, I grew up with the 70s and I graduated high school in the 80s. So, you know, you asked me about Mary J. Blige. I'm like, no, that's still new. I go back to the old.
The 90s was my era.
But now listen, Chucky Mocha, what is something I can look into for you today?
All right, two things, if I may, and I'll try to make it really quick. You and I, we spoke previously on a relationship that I'm, you know, dealing with. The relationship is pretty good. We've had some ups and downs. However, I feel that my insecurities is pretty much pulling us back. And, you know, I do trust them. I want to trust them. But it's just, my insecurities are so bad. Like, my insecurities are through the roof. And I just want to know, what does the spirit say about my insecurities in the situation, if I'm asking that in the right way?
Okay. Really? Honestly, you get help. Honestly, and I know that sounds mean, but honestly, get help, because you're honest with yourself, and I love it. That is absolutely phenomenal. But if it doesn't work out, it's going to be really because of you. Now, one thing we did say in before is mm-hmm. that we have to be sure that we, how can I say this to you? Don't love too hard where you forget yourself.
Right.
And that's exactly what happens. You love so hard, you put everything in it in the first little round till it's like, okay, now you question yourself. Am I doing too much? Are they going to do this to me? Are they going to do this? I want you to, let me share this with you, and I'm going to do another show about this. But one thing I do want you to do is, and this is what I hear from Spirit, enjoy now. Enjoy now. This relationship that you're going through right now, hear me clearly. This one is meant for you. This is really meant for you. Will it last? That I cannot say answer. I cannot answer that question. But for right now, this is where you need to be. But I need you to appreciate the now. Appreciate today. Appreciating this, I guess, dinner tonight or the movie tonight or the concert tonight. Appreciate it now, but don't go too far. Sometimes we cannot enjoy our food because we're so looking forward to dessert. But you're not tasting all the seasonings that is in the ham right now. But you're just so ready to get to the chocolate cake. Well, I want to encourage you. Enjoy the now. And it's going to develop into greater for your future. But enjoy the now. That's what I really want. That's what I really hear Spirit saying. This is right where you need to be. And enjoy the now. Okay?
Okay.
So go on and have a fun time. Okay, what's your next question?
Okay. So, of course, you know, I had a procedure done, and I think some things went wrong. Do you see me undergoing the surgery again?
No.
Okay.
I do not see you going through that, especially not now. But now you can, but if you ask me, do I see it? No, I don't.
Okay. That was my last question.
Well, no problem, Chucky Mocha. You go on and enjoy yourself. And now you got to get him a Batman cape and get him a Batman. I want to do have Batman soap and a Batman, all that other stuff.
Oh, you're taking it overboard.
Come on, but he is cute as he could be. He deserves it. He deserves it.
Okay, I get it for him.
Yeah, go for it. You know, and be the mommy of the year. You deserve that. Go ahead.
Okay, I will.
You be blessed. Have a great day, everybody. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. Listen, I believe I am going to Dawn in Maryland again. Let's see. Dawn, are you there?
I am here.
How you doing on today, Dawn?
You know what? I've been listening to your show, and I'm all right.
Oh, you are so very kind. Dawn, tell me something. Give me a memory that makes you smile.
You know what? Just of growing up and the time that I did, I was 80s, you know, I was in the 80s, 70s, 80s.
Yeah.
But it was a different time, just being able to do the things that we did. And just, you know, I'm a native New Yorker, so for me, just being able to experience and enjoy New York, and I look at it today, and it's not, you can't even go outside. So it's, playing outside, catching lightning bugs, and doing all the things we used to do.
Wow.
But now you can't even.
Wow. Yep. So now, I'm curious, Dawn. Now, can you go back in time and tell me, what was your favorite TV show back in when you were coming up?
Well, you know what? I was really young, but I remember Julia.
Yeah.
With Diane Carroll.
Now, see, that was before, it was really kind of, I was young like you. I was really, really young. So I have a...
But my mother would let me watch it because she thought it was positive, and that was a big deal.
See, I don't remember, it didn't really come on a lot where I lived in Houston. But now I do remember watching Doris Day.
Yeah, I remember that too.
I remember Doris Day, but we didn't have Julia that often. And in Houston, because you know at that time you only had about what eight channels on, maybe six or seven channels. But now we got cable and hundreds of channels, and still say ain't nothing on TV. But listen, what can I look into for you on today, Dawn?
You know what? I'm blessed to be working remote and have a job, you know, and I commute back and forth. So this has been fantastic because it's allowed me to sit still. I'm actually feeling good because I have an interview tomorrow. And I just, you know what? I was listening to some of your other callers, and I feel like there's just positive stuff even amidst all of what's going on. So I just wanted a message from spirit, just in general, you know, in terms of me and, you know, what's going on.
Really?
Because I'm feeling good.
And that's really what I hear. I hear when we feel good, the word I hear three words. I used to say this a lot to some people. Go for it. Go for it. You're ready for it now. And I'm getting the impression.
I didn't hear you.
Go for it.
Okay.
Go for it. And I'm getting the impression in my mind of when some people, they're boxing and they're in their little corners, just everybody to their corner, and this person is getting, they all ready, juiced up, they piped up, they're ready to go, and they're feeling really good. And I feel like you're saying, go into the ring. You got this. Go for it. Go for your satisfaction. Go for your dream. Go for your success. This is your season to really go for it. So that's what I want you to keep in mind. This is really your time to go for it. There's great success that is meant for you even now. Now hold on to this, because I really am being shown the month of June very, very strong, which is only about a month away, I guess. But I'm feeling June really, really, really strong. So I don't know what is getting ready to happen for you in June, but it's going to be phenomenal. So there's greater success that is happening for you. So go for it. You hear me? Go for it.
Okay. And I have this interview tomorrow. And let me tell you, it will be my dream, that job. I know it. And I feel good about it.
Well, you deserve it already. Consider it yours. Just consider it yours, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Blessings to you, Dawn. Stay safe and keep New York safer for everybody, okay? Because we're praying for you. It was such a major outbreak there in New York. So we really, my prayers are really out to those that are in the New York area. And I know that you are in Maryland, but do you have family still in New York?
You know what? Most of my family's gone. I just have a few members left. But, you know, I've had colleagues and I have people, you know, close friends that have lost their parents. And just, you know, some of the things that we've seen, it's just been tough. So we're trying to keep everybody in prayer there, try to keep everybody's spirits up as much as possible. And just, you know, keep faith that we know we'll get through this. Just not for New York, but everywhere that's affected. You know, it's bad, you know, to really think about the numbers of people that have been affected by this and the levels. You know, people don't realize, you know, the levels that this affects people, it, you know, financially.
Many, yes, it is many, many levels,
et cetera, many levels. So I just keep it in prayer, but I also feel like this too shall pass, and we will make it. We're strong as a people. We're strong as a nation. And, you know, I know for myself and family, and I pray for everybody else, that we come on the other side of it and come out well.
We will do it. Hang in there. We go come out on the other side together. So I'll see you on the other side saying, hey, we made it.
Yep. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dawn. Listen, everybody, you in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I believe I'm going to Shireen. Let's see if I can talk to Shireen in California. How you doing, Shireen?
I'm well, thank you, Dr. Mosley. How are you? Thank you.
I am wonderful, Shireen. Now, where in California are you?
I am in Emeryville, which is right in between Oakland and Berkeley, so on the East Bay across from San Francisco.
So you in the Northern California. See, I've never been to the...
Yep, North California, yep.
Well, I went to San Francisco many years ago. I think it was in the 90s. And they took me down that street. It's a street in San Francisco that, it's very high. It's a famous street.
Oh, yeah.
There. And I got to remember.
Yeah.
Ooh, because that made my blood pressure go up.
Lombard Street. Yes, Lombard Street, where you can see zigzag, yes.
Yeah. Ooh, I was reaching for the seatbelt, everything. Wow. Can you tell me about a memory that makes you smile, Shireen?
Oh, let's see. So I actually grew up in, we have some New York people too. So I grew up in Brooklyn, New York, and I think a memory for me would be going to the roller skating rink, Empire, on Saturdays with my aunt and my cousins and just having a great time and just listening to music and just roller skating. So that for me is like a really great childhood memory.
Oh, I feel bad because I haven't taken my kids to no roller rink. I do remember that. Now, you know what? I could never get it, though. I could never skate. And so I would skate on the carpet.
That's okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you say now. But back then, all the other kids were laughing at me. Listen, Shireen, what can I look into for you on today?
Well, it's interesting. So we moved, and I think this kind of piggybacks on a lot of other questions. So we moved to California for work, and we've kind of been going back and forth on whether or not we should stay or kind of maybe move back to the East Coast. So I was looking for, a message from Spirit to see, what that would look like or if we kind of should just kind of stand still, not sure which way to go.
Your heart wants to go back.
Hmm?
Your heart wants to go back. Is that true?
It's true. It's true.
Yeah, well, then you got to go with your heart. You got to go with your heart because your heart really saying, we want to go back there. And it's more than you. I'm getting three. So is it three people?
Oh, I have three kids. It's my husband and my three children.
Okay.
Yeah,
so okay, there three. We go. So yeah. That's the three. Okay, so I feel that... you need to go back. It's part of, and really, I do feel like a needing because I feel like I'm wrapping up something. So it's like I want to go back to finish something that was started or what was done. But I do feel the leading to go back because that's kind of considered home to you. And California has never solidified itself because I lived in California. And this is the feeling, nothing wrong with California. California is beautiful. God knows it was gorgeous. But I could never get a solid feeling like, okay, this is it. This is where we want to be. I never got that feeling. I wanted to have it, but I never could really get it. I do not feel this is your landing point. No, I just feel like this is a stopover, but you're going back home. And you're going to really complete some things there, okay?
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I appreciate the beat of California, like you said, but there's like I'm trying to find a connection, and it's not there. I'm here to appreciate it, but definitely going home.
It is one of the most beautiful places I've ever lived. I mean, it's just beautiful. Yeah. But really, I could never ever get that solid feeling. Now, when I moved to Atlanta, for me, that really gave me more of that feeling. It really did. I'm very much at peace here. So I have to answer your question correctly. What I feel, you got to go back, okay? You got to go back.
Yeah.
And you're going back to something even better than what you left, okay?
Okay. Great. All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're more than welcome, my dear. You stay encouraged and stay sanitized and all that good stuff. And wash your hands and all of that, all right?
All right, will do. Stay well.
Go back roller skating and skate around at one time for me because I can't do it.
Will do.
Listen, everybody, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. I'll be right back, just taking a quick break. And think about it. Think about that old, good old day memory that just makes you smile. I'll be right back, everybody. in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. Don't forget to get your reading. All you got to do is text the word reading to 40691, okay? Text the word reading to 40691, and you and I can have some time together, and we can really see what Spirit has to share with you. Remember the good old days, a day that will make you smile, and when you smile, it's an indicator of where your vibrations may be. It's that indicator of your success, of what you can achieve even right now. Now, let me go back to California. I believe I have Willie on the line. Willie, how are you doing?
I am very well, Dr. Mosley, and how are you today?
Oh,
but I hear that
I know
you're just fine.
I am so glad to speak with you. I remember, now I got your voice. I remember because you was on the, in fact, you were on the very first cruise I ever went on. That was the very,
okay.
I remember. Willie, now tell me now, you in California, all that good weather and all that stuff out there and just joy and smile. But what is a memory that you have that makes you smile?
You know what makes me smile right now is I just remember when my children were little, being with them and all the activities and things we would do. And what makes me think about that and makes me smile, makes me really happy. Today, since everyone is locked in, we have a family chat going on in every day. And that is so neat because my children and the grandchildren, all of us are involved in it. And everybody talking about just laughing and just having fun and just, it's wonderful. I just love that. And it's like my son's in Tennessee, my grandchildren's in Santa Clara, San Jose,
wow.
Studio City. We're all over the place, but every day we are in touch and we're having a wonderful time. And that is so great for me. That
you
makes
know.
Me happy. And I think about, wow, when I was little and then now here we are, you know, the circle has come full circle.
Now,
and
you know,
I am thankful.
That is a wonderful idea. That really is a wonderful idea that you have a family chat going on. I think that is wonderful. Somebody else may need to copy that idea. That's a real good one. So now, Willie, what can I look into for you on today?
I am looking forward to moving. I have a roommate situation at the moment, and I am just looking to move to my own place.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd just like to know, what do you see for me?
All
I
right.
am just so ready to move.
You are ready to move. And so I want you to realize that, yes, you can. But what I also need you to mm-hmm. be reminded of, what Spirit is saying, is that you're not moving in spirit alone, that you do have the support that you need. It's like you can move. It's just like, well, mm-hmm. am I going to have enough to move with? Am I going to be okay? Can I do this by myself? And I want to tell you, yes, Spirit is reminding you that you do have a support system that is with you. Now, it's not ironic or coincidental that you just mentioned about how your family come together in a chat and you all talk.
Mm-hmm.
I also want you to know that your family is there to help and love you and assist you. But sometimes you feel like, I don't want to bother them. I don't want to bother them. And I'm telling you, bother them, because that gives them satisfaction that they're able to do something for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes so much sense, especially when the quarantine first started out here.
Mm-hmm.
They were on board making sure I had everything I needed and I didn't have to go out or ask for anything. And I'm really thankful
yes.
for that. But I think my biggest concern is my roommate. Will she be okay
yes.
when I leave?
Yes.
She's going to be, yes, okay.
Yes.
And that's something I'd really be concerned about.
And again, that's the backup. You're going to be fine, but please know this. God is still God. So God is
yes.
still God. He is still able to take care of whatever need not only you have, but others may have. So, and I want to
okay.
tell you this. What you're feeling is of God for you to move. Sometimes we're in somebody else's way. Sometimes we become
okay.
in somebody else's way. Maybe God is trying to get them to realize something, but you in the way. You know, you have children. Mm. We love our kids, but sometimes mm-hmm. they want to help us in the kitchen, and it's like, okay, ooh, they so sweet, but y'all in the way. Y'all in the way. If you, you know, okay. And that's the only way they can learn how to cook, though, but it's like, ooh, but you make me slowing me down. I'm trying to hurry up.
I know what you're saying. I have another question.
Yes.
You think the move would be here in California, or would it be back to Alabama or back to some other place?
Well, I don't feel it's
Alabama
going to be in...
stays on my heart so much.
Well, I was about to tell you, I don't feel like it's going to be in California. I do not feel you staying in California.
Oh, really?
No.
Okay.
I don't. So I cannot say whether it will be Alabama, but I do know I feel that it will not be in California. So you just been ready to move, but move forward, okay?
Just move forward, okay. I hear you.
Well, hang in there, Willie. Hang in there. Oh, that's my time, Willie. We got to get out of here. But I bless God for you. Stay encouraged. Now, wherever you move to, you got to let me know where you are, okay? Send me a postcard or something, okay?
I definitely will. I'll be listening in, okay?
God bless your heart. Listen, everybody, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Michael Mosley, and I am so appreciative of you. Thank you so very much for being a part of today's show. Now, listen, think about that memory that'll make you smile. Go back and remember the good old days, watching your favorite show, watching the Brady Bunch, or watching even the Cosby Show, whatever it may be. Watch whatever. Think about it and how it makes you feel, dancing the old dances and doing the bunny hop and all of that good stuff. But you need a memory that would make you smile. And in that moment of smiling, you can attract greater success. You can really utilize your powers to manifest greater opportunities for your life. Enjoy life. Even while we're quarantined and having this time alone, remember, success is still meant for you. Don't forget to call and schedule your reading. Now, my office number is 916-467-4448. That's 916-467-4448, or text the word reading to 40691. Okay? Text the word reading to 40691. Oh, I've enjoyed today. I really have. And I'm so sorry. Y'all know I'm not out of words, and I'm certainly not out of love, but I am out of time. I gotta go. Quarantine. Let me go in here and play Uno with my children since we quarantine. It's my turn to win. Listen, I'll talk to y'all again real soon. Stay on that path, your spiritual GPS to success. God bless everybody. I'll talk to you again real soon.